Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather here this morning. Dan Hicks joins us from the Freeze Notice Weather Center here this morning. Dan, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning, Jim.
Did you have to dig out?
Certainly did. Spent a couple hours yesterday afternoon. This really one of the bigger snows, I think, that we've had in the past couple winters across parts of western and central Iowa. A lot of 5 to 10-inch snowfall amounts from the weekend system. A few more inches than we're expecting back on Friday and Saturday. That system has moved out now. We've got a quieter day today, a quieter day tomorrow, but overall the weather pattern does look fairly active here over the next week or 10 days. Another midweek system likely bringing several inches of snow back into quite a bit of Iowa once again.
Well, I can speak from experience. You sure shocked a lot of people coming out of the arena there in Des Moines Saturday night after the wrestling tournament got finished.
That's true. The snow really increased during the evening, and this was a pretty widespread snow. It affected nearly all of Iowa, some of the bordering locations with significant snowfall amounts.
Well, it's been a while since we've seen an event like that that really caused such a shutdown on the roads.
That's right. We've had kind of mixed snowfall amounts this winter. We had a taste of winter back in November with some cold and snowy weather, but then really the month of December and early January were fairly mild above normal temperatures. And then, we've seen the colder weather make a return the latter part of January and February and more snow. There was actually an area, especially north of Atlantic, where snowfall was quite light the first half of the winter. Other parts of the state had more, but certainly we're making up for it in February. February amounts are already well above the normal for the entire month, and looks like we're going to add several more inches before the week is out.
Well, as we get along here now into the latter part of the winter season, into the latter part of February and into March, when we get snows this time of the year, it typically seems like they are a little heavier.
Well, the atmosphere gets a little bit warmer this time of year, of course, than during the mid part of winter. And one thing that we have right now is we've got a fairly strong temperature contrast with really cold weather over the northern plains, mild weather in the Ohio Valley and areas farther south and east. Iowa's been kind of on that boundary between that and the southwesterly flow in the upper atmosphere. When these storms develop, they're able to tap into some of that warmer and more moist air just to the southeast of Iowa, and that very often leads to these heavier snowfall amounts. And another example of that coming up Tuesday night through Wednesday night, where a system develops, moves northeastward, and draws some of that warmer air up from the southeast. And I think we'll probably see pretty widespread 4 to 8 inch snowfall amounts across the state during that time period, and then a couple of dry days after that, but all signs point to another system coming in for the weekend.
Now, this next snowfall event that you're talking about, are we talking kind of an overnight thing then on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I think that the greatest amounts would fall probably between 10 p.m. Tuesday night and maybe 8 or 9 in the morning on Wednesday. That would be the timing I would see for the Atlantic area. The snowfall will tend to diminish then later in the morning and afternoon on Wednesday. Then we'll have a couple of dry days after that. Not any really cold air coming in behind this system, but certainly temperatures will stay below normal. We're getting to the time of year when normal temperatures are warming up quite a bit now. Normal highs are up in the mid to upper 30s now here in southwestern Iowa. We're going to be well below that most days, but not anywhere near record cold. The weekend system might be a system that could produce a little bit more of a mix of precipitation across the state, but we'll have to see how that pans out. But this active weather pattern probably continue right on into next week.
Well, I guess we're fortunate this time around. Now, last week we had a little bit of blowing snow with that system that came through, but this weekend it really kind of just fell straight down.
Right. There really wasn't a strong low-pressure system or strong high coming in behind it to create strong winds. I do think that the Wednesday system may have a little bit more wind with it on the backside during the day Wednesday, but I don't anticipate be it really a real windy day. This system is not a strong system, but it's got that temperature contrast to work on, which will produce a period of some at least moderate snowfall lasting 6 or 8 hours, again, especially Tuesday night into early Wednesday.
Sure. So Tuesday night into Wednesday, and then what, later on this week again, you said you expect to see maybe a possibility?
Right, another system probably Friday into the weekend, and early indications are that may draw some of that warmer air even farther to the north and west. We may have to deal with a, a mix of precipitation from the weekend system as opposed to all snowfall. It's early right now, but certainly the potential for significant amounts across Iowa in whatever form it takes. It might be a situation where northwest Iowa gets all snow, southeast Iowa gets some rain, and in between there's a mix of precip over the rest of the state.
All right. So we should just expect this every few days for at least maybe the next couple of weeks.
Right. It looks like this pattern will be with us, you know, into late February, maybe even early March. So certainly we're getting close to the start of spring, but not any good signs of spring-like weather in the near future.
Well, I've had a lot of people say over the weekend that, you know, the state basketball tournaments is when we're supposed to have the snowstorms. If it was like this for wrestling, what's it going to be like for basketball?
Well, we'll wait and see. If this weather pattern continues that far into March, you know, the odds are, if you look at a two-week period in March, odds are we're going to have some snow during that time if this type of pattern still continues by the time those tournaments arrive.
Sure. Well, I'm just throwing this out there. It's a wild guess on my part, but short of any kind of rapid melt where we see a lot of runoff, I'm guessing the groundwater supply ought to be pretty decent this year.
It is. Actually, if you look at the soil moisture down through 4 or 5 feet in Iowa, most of it's above normal. I think this, especially in the central and northern part of the state, the soils are quite wet. I guess that's something to maybe keep an eye on this spring. If we get normal spring rainfall, some of the areas of Iowa that have the wettest soils might be a little slow on getting field work started. If we get wetter than normal spring, then that could be an issue coming up here in the next 1 to 2 months as far as, you know, getting the field work started.
Well, I guess we'll worry about that when it gets there at this point. We'll keep worrying about the snow for now.
Yeah, that's somewhat far off the way things look outside right now.
Yeah, we could see, we could obviously see an awful lot happening weather-wise between now and then. So we'll see how it plays and just keep the shovel handy.
Yeah, don't put it away yet. You're going to need it again middle of this week.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. I wish we had better news, but at least you keep us informed and prepared.
You're welcome.
Hey, you take care. All right, that's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center this morning. Just a reminder for you, too, we do have a few late starts here in the area for some schools today. Not many. Quite frankly, there are several schools that aren't having classes today anyway, with teacher in-services going on. So that's kind of dumbed down the schedule here this morning for late starts. But there are a few around the region that are running late. Creston schools are 2 hours late today. Orient Maxburg schools are running 2 hours late. Riverside schools over there in Oakland are 2 hours late today. Also, Trainer is running 2 hours late, and Tri-Center also with a two-hour late start today. Also, the CAM schools have class on time today, but their buses are going to be running on the hard-surfaced roads only. That's hard-surfaced roads only for the buses in the CAM school district. Now, those are the school notes that we have. Just a reminder for you, too, that you can continue to check out our cancellations page at kjam.com. We've had several different events that have been postponed over the last week or two, and we tend to leave those up there if we have rescheduled dates for them, and those rescheduled dates haven't happened yet. For example, the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut had a soup dinner planned for yesterday, but that's been postponed to March 10th from 11:30 to 1. The Anita Holy Cross Lutheran Church Valentine Potluck, which was supposed to be on February 13th, they postponed that to this Wednesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Also, the Wickman Chemical Dicamba Oxen Training for February 11th was pushed back until today. That'll be at 12:30 today at Oinkers. Also, the Audubon Knights of Columbus Free Throw Contest for yesterday was postponed until next Sunday at 12:30, February 24th. The Arise Prisoners of War program at the Atlantic Armory yesterday was postponed. It'll be now held this coming Sunday, February 24th at 2 p.m. Also, due to the CAM basketball game being moved to Wednesday, it says the Anita City Council meeting and budget workshop have been moved to Wednesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. The Exira Masons breakfast was postponed to the 24th, same time and place. Also, the Atlantic Band Spaghetti Supper recall was scheduled for last week, and that was rescheduled to tonight. I haven't heard anything different, so I'm assuming it's still on for this evening. Those are some of the notes that we have for you there, so you may want to check those out on the cancellations page as well here today. Well, that's a lot of weather coming at you all at once today now, isn't it?